If you will, or this morning, not tonight. Bring your Bible tonight. Well, I'm preaching on, things you need to do when you're living in the dark. And so I guess I'm thinking about tonight, all right? But Ephesians chapter 6, and after you find Ephesians chapter 6, go to the Old Testament, the book of Proverbs chapter 4, all right? Proverbs chapter 4, because when trying to preach to you last Sunday, I told you I'm going to preach a few weeks on living in the dark, all right? We're living in a dark time spiritually, living in a very dark time. It's important that you realize that, because if not, you get into real problems. And Ephesians 6 verse 12 says, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world." The darkness of this world. Now, boy, when you're living in the dark, there are things that you need to be aware of. And I preached to you last week, when you're living in the dark, that light becomes priceless. Priceless. And this morning, I want to preach to you on the subject of be careful where you step, all right? It's important you know where your foot's landing when you're in the dark, all right? I was thinking about an illustration for this, and I remember going duck hunting with my cousin. Now, I know if you're rich and you go duck hunting, you have a fancy blind, you have a dog, retriever dog that sits in the blind with you, you call in the ducks, they come over, and you shoot one, and the dog jumps out, goes out, retrieves the duck, brings it back, and then you do it again, all right? But we weren't rich duck hunters. We were poor duck hunters, all right? And so he instructed me. He said, "Yeah, get you a pair of the cheapest chest waders that you can." And he said, "An old pair of tennis shoes." And because we put on that old pair of tennis shoes over those feet and those cheap chest waders. And so I got all dressed up. It was early, early in the morning, dark, down in southeast Texas, and so we got in his car and we drove a little ways, pitch dark. I mean, it was dark, and he's the only one that had a light. And so I decided I better stick with him, you know. And so we're trooping along out there and walking. I couldn't see anything. I mean, you know, just it was pitch dark and walking. The moon had already gone down, and the stars weren't shining very bright, even though we were in Texas, all right? And so all of a sudden I hear this splashing, and I go, "What?" And then I realized, hey, now I'm in the water too. And we're trucking it across there in the dark, in the water, in a swamp in southeast Texas. And I'm not going to go any further into the story, but except this point. He's ahead of me. And all of a sudden I hear this bigger splash. And I realize he fell in because he tripped and stumbled in the dark, all right, because he's in a hurry. We were trying to get to a hole in the swamp where we were going to hunt, okay? And the ducks would come over and we would hunt and shoot them. And, well, shoot at them. I'm not sure I ever got close enough to even scare one. But anyway, the best part of it was when he fell in, all right? Best part of the whole hunt, you know? Hey, you got to be careful where you put your foot in the darkness, all right? Look in Proverbs chapter 4. Would you look with me at verse 11? The Bible says, "I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction, let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away." Hey, I want to begin really with a very simple, yet I think very profound statement. When the lights go out, it's dark. It's dark. I've known a fellow who used to like to ask this question, "Where were you when the lights went out?" Now, the answer is the same for everybody. You're in the dark, all right? You're in the dark. And that's what we see happening in our world. We're living in the day where the lights are going out. I'm talking spiritually, the lights are going out. We're living in a dark time We're living in the darkness of this old world. Now, when it's that way, you need to be very, very careful where you put your foot, all right? The darker it gets, the more important it becomes where you put that foot, and the path you take gets more critical for your safety. In this dark world, it can make all the difference depending upon which path you're on. It needs to be a familiar path, okay? I want to just speak to you, all right? Because the Bible has instruction for us when we're confronted for living in the dark. You say, well, what path do we take? Number one, you need to take the proven path. You need to take the proven path. The darkness is no time for experiments, okay? It's no time for experimenting, all right? The devil's always going to have somebody real close by to suggest that you try something new. Always going to be there. He'll always have that person. I mean, in the dark and things are changing, you can't see as good, you know, and you're not sure of things. Hey, there's always somebody to come along and say, hey, we need to try something new. Now, I've been deer hunting a total of about 3 or 4 times. And usually, you either go out in the dark and wait till it gets light, or you stay until it's dark and then you got to get back to wherever you're at in the dark, okay? Now, once again, rich hunters have an ATV, and they drive out with a light. I'm not a rich hunter. I had, as a lady in our church used to say, Pat and Charlie, and that's the way I got to the hunting blind. And I would come back from the hunting blind with Pat and Charlie, too, all right? And I'm going to tell you this, when it's dark, I wasn't exploring new routes to the deer blind, okay? I mean, I said, all right, I know the route I've got to take. I know the route. I've walked it in the light. That's the one I'm sticking with to get me there. I don't go cutting through unknown territory to find that deer blind. I stayed on the proven path. I'd walked it before. Others had shown me the way. Hey, listen, my friend, when it's dark in the world spiritually, you stay on the spiritual path. It's the proven path. You don't get out there hunting for a new one, okay? Gus, man, why is it so hard for folks to grasp that truth in the spiritual realm? We understand it if we're out in the woods. But why is it so hard to understand? Hey, the proven path's the one's going to take you where you want to go. It's the one that's already been walked down. It's not some new way. It's not something new that's been born again, all right, you know, in the mind of man. No, it's that proven path. All others just might not get you where you want to go. Those new paths might take you to a place you don't want to be. Man, when you're in the dark, then the path that you need to walk is the proven path. The proven path for the child of God. You said, what's the proven path? It's the way of Scripture. It's a scriptural path. It's the way of wisdom. You read that in verse 4, chapter 4, verse 11. He said, I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. In the way of wisdom. That's it. That's the right path. It's the path of obedience. You say, well, who's been down that path? A fellow named Enoch walked down that path. Remember, the Bible said he had this testimony that he pleased God. You say, well, where'd that path take him? Took him to heaven. Bible said, man, he was out walking with God, you know, and the Bible said he was not, for God took him, all right? Why? Because he's on that proven path, all right? That proven path. I'll tell you, another guy that walked that path was Noah. Noah walked that proven path. He walked that path of obedience. He said, what did it do for him? Well, the Bible said Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. It did something for him. Why? Well, he stayed on the proven path. Now, there was a bunch of people in the world with him. They took a different path. They missed it, okay? You could literally say of them, they missed the boat. They missed the boat. Why? They didn't take the proven path. They did not take the proven path. Abraham walked that path. Abraham walked that path. It was a proven path, a path of obedience. God said, get up and go. Abraham went. He said, what did it do for him? It gave him that promise from God. And he said, I'll make of you a great nation. He said, they'll never be able to number your people because there'll be so many descendants from you. And hey, Hitler tried to kill them all out, but there's still tons of Jewish people today. Why? Because no, Abraham said, okay, Lord, I'll take the proven path. I'll take that proven path. I tell you, there's a guy in the Bible named Joseph. Joseph walked the proven path. You say, what did he do? Well, took him to prison. Took him to prison. You see, we get the idea, boy, if we do what God said, it'll be health and wealth and wonderful. No. Not always. Not always. Joseph walked the proven path. He wound up in prison. But wait a minute. In prison, he stayed on the proven path. So what did it do for him? We made him number two in the rulership of the whole land of Egypt. The mightiest empire of his day. It made Joseph the number two man right there. It brought him wealth and honor. Now, some of you perked up at wealth because you want that, all right? Hey, why? Because he stayed on the proven path. Stayed on the proven path. A fellow named Daniel walked that proven path when he said, I'm not going to defile myself with a portion of the king's meat. I'll stay on the proven path. So what did it do for him? I'll tell you what it did for him. God allowed Daniel to look forward in time and see all of history laid out in advance. God gave him a view down through the centuries, and he saw it all. Saw it all. And he wrote about it for us. Man, Daniel, Abraham was looking for a city. Daniel saw it. God let him see it. Hey, why? He stayed on the proven path. Prayed on the proven path. Can I say this to you? As long as you stay on the proven path, you won't stumble. You won't stumble. You need to be careful where you step when you're living in darkness. Not only take the proven path, but take the provided path. Take the provided path. You say, what's that? Isaiah chapter 30, if you will, all right? And we'll come back to Proverbs, but Isaiah chapter 30, I want you to go there with me, if you will, in your Bible. And just look at one verse, and you're going to say, we've heard that verse before. Yeah, it's a good verse, all right? It's in the Bible. We need to hear it. We need to hear it over and over again, all right? Because a lot of people have trouble staying on the proven path because they won't take the provided path, all right? Proverbs chapter 30, if you will, look down in verse 21. Proverbs 30, verse 21. The Bible said, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. Notice, this is the way, walk ye in it. It's the provided path. You said, who provided it? God did. God did. God's told us, here's the way to walk. Here it is. He spelled it out. He's pointed it out. I'll be honest with you, he's lit it up. Said, here it is. This is the path. The Holy Spirit of God will guide you to it and point it out, and the Bible will light it up for you, all right? It's that path that's provided by God. It's not one you have to guess at. You ever been out driving before and you thought, which way do we go? Yesterday, I made the mistake of going to my grandson's birthday party. They had it in a place where there was no parking. I never could find a parking place, so I let my wife get out and go in, make an appearance. And then we were going, had to go on up to Cabela's. Well, if you've been up 35 lately, it's a disaster. Well, I'd forgot, not only is it a disaster when it comes to construction, but yesterday was the day they were having the big flying deal, all right, and air show. And so I'm out there, and now I'm in the middle of all that stinking traffic. There was no exit for the one I wanted to get off there at 170, or if there was, it wasn't marked so this guy could see it. So I'm driving by going, hey, there's where we want to be. You drive on down the road, and I said, we'll take the next exit. We took the next exit. Now I'm lost. I knew where I was, but as far as how to get back, I thought, I don't want to go back over there and get in all of that mess trying to go back. So here we are, we're driving along, and I said, well, we'll try this road. Turned off, went down there, Lois, dead end. Turn around and come back. You know, here we go, back on the access road to the freeway, going further and further away from where we wanted to be, all right? Didn't know, and you get to another place. I said to my wife, what do you think? We'll try this. I don't remember now what she said. I think she was really kind of noncommittal. She didn't want me to be able to blame it on her, all right? So I turned there, and sure enough, we wound and wandered, and we managed to make it, all right? Eventually, we sure took the scenic route, all right? Fine. Because, man, I didn't know what the provided path was, okay? But I want to tell you, when it comes to spiritual things and the life that we're to live as a child of God, I know. God's provided the path. It's here, all right? That provided path will help you stay right. Whether you're in the valley, and you may have to go through a valley. You may go through some valleys, but you stay on the provided path. It'll get you where you want to be. Amen. It may be on the mountaintop, but you just stay on the provided path. Some people get off the provided path when they're on the mountaintop. They mess up when they're there. It may be crossing the river. It may be maneuvering through some dark forest. But you mark it down. You stay on the provided path, and it'll help you to stay right. Just stay on the one that's provided. Hey, this old dark world and your enemy, and this old world will provide a path for you also. But it's not the right path. That's why I'm saying to you, you need to be careful where you put your foot, okay? Sometimes that wrong path that the devil provides is very well lit on occasion. But I'll say this to you, it's not lit by the Word of God. It's not lit up by Scripture. It's not backed out and backed up by truth. It'll take you farther and farther away from the way that is straight and the way that's right. Hey, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying take the proven path. Take the provided path. The one where God says, this is the way, walk ye in it. You get to that point in life where you say, well, I'm not real sure what to do. Well, you ever thought about getting on your knees and asking God? Pray about it. Spend some time in prayer. Well, I prayed 5 minutes, lifted my eyes, and there was no sign pointing the way. Well, that's what God's telling you to wait a little bit, buddy. You just have him wait. He'll do it. Hey, listen, as long as you stay on the provided path, you will not stray. You will not stray. Stay on that provided path. Go back to Proverbs chapter 4, all right? Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. All right, I told you we'd be back here. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Can I say this to you? Take the protected path. That's the path where you'll find protection for your soul, for your family, for your future, for your testimony, hey, for everything in life. You stay on that protected path. There is just a good thing to be on that protected path. That protection, all right, there is protection, if you will, in the light. In the light. You said, but preacher, you said we're walking in darkness. I did say that. You said, well, where's the light? I said it to you before. It's in this book. Remember we read last week, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When this whole world's dark and you're out walking, you just get the light and shine the light to see which path you need to be on, all right? Take the light of the Word of God. You're at a turning point. You're at a place where two ways meet. Which way do I go? Pray about it. Read the Bible. Get instruction. Get light from God. Get direction from the Holy Spirit. He'll keep you on that protected path, all right? I will say this to you. There's always protection in the presence of our Lord. In the presence of our Lord. You said, well, we don't have any problem with that. You shouldn't, because he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But here's where the problem comes in. Now, don't lose your place in Proverbs. We're coming back, okay? We will be back here. Hold your place here, but let's go over the New Testament. The book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Hey, as long as we're in the presence of God, as long as we're right there with Him where He wants us to be, we're in the protected path. All right? But that protection is found with Him. You say, well, how do I stay in that place? Well, this is not going to be good news for some of you. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, the Bible says, wherefore come out from among them. That them is this old world, all right? The ungodly, the unbeliever, the unrighteous. Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Hey, listen, you can't stay close to God when you're not separated from sin and sinners. Because that sin gets on you and messes up your life. And the Lord's often said, can two walk together except they be agreed? Can two walk together except they be agreed? Hey, you can't walk that way. You can't live with that sin in your life and think, I'm enjoying the presence of God. No, you push Him out. You push the light away from you, and you're out of that protected path, okay? You get away from it. Protection is found with the Father and away from the filth and the sin, the wickedness of this whole world. Stay out of it. Hey, I'll tell you, you want the protected path. Can I just say this to you? It doesn't go through Billy Bob's, okay? Doesn't go through the beer joints. The protected path doesn't run through there, okay? You stay away from those kind of places, all right? Hey, you stick with it, all right? The proven path, the provided path, the protected path. As long as you stay on the protected path, you'll not be stained by sin. Stay on that protected path. Hey, a lot of people wind up messed up. Why? Well, they stepped in the wrong place. They have a life now stained by sin. Now, there's some of those stains. I didn't say God couldn't forgive it. But the stain's still there. Stain's still there. It doesn't go away. And you have to live with it. Stay on the protected path. Would you do that? Hey, dark old world, get on that protected path. Stay on it. Hey, let me just take it another step. Jeremiah chapter 6. Jeremiah chapter 6. Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. I'm going to read this verse, and you can say, boy, I've heard that one before. Good. It's a good verse, all right? It has to do with what I'm preaching on this morning. Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16, the prophet of God, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Hey, a lot of people don't want to stay on that preserved path. The preserved path. You said it's old. I get so tired of hearing that. It's old. Let me just say this to you, okay? The old paths are old, and they're still paths because they've been preserved. Now, you preserve good stuff. You with me? You preserve good stuff. I do not like figs. The fig fruit that you can get off of a bush. Now, my dad loved them, and there was a magnet attached to him. He could find a fig bush in town. If there was only one fig bush, he could find it, and he would go up to wherever that fig bush was, and he said, do y'all like those figs? And most of the time, the people that owned the fig bush said the same thing I did. We don't like them. My dad said, would you mind if I had them? No. He had come home with a bunch of figs. Now, my dad would take them, just eat them. I tried them. I tried them more than once. I said, Dad, go ahead, enjoy yourself. But I found out this. If my mom would take some jars and add a little stuff in there and preserve them, boy, they were good. I'd take those things, put them out on a hot buttered homemade biscuit, and life was good, buddy. I like them. Why? You preserve good stuff, all right? Listen, that old path is there because it's been preserved. It's been preserved because generation after generation has found that old path is the good way. It's the good way, all right? We preserve things that are good. They brought a blessing to us, all right? They provided a need. Remember what it said there in verse 7? He said, you'll be blessed, all right? You'll find rest in that old path. Not the new one, the old one. That old path. Hey, the new paths of day, what have they done? They brought on upheaval, unrest, confusion, consternation, combat, all that. That's all the new paths. Let's do it a different way. Let's try something different. Let's change it. Man, they're ruining everything. We've ruined marriage. We've ruined the home. They're ruining the schools of our land. Hey, why? Because we got a new path. Hey, you stay on that preserved path. Preserved path. You ever been out somewhere and saw in a field of cattle and you'll see a path that's been worn by those cows? Now, they've got the whole field to walk in. But I'll tell you something. There's a reason they wear a path. You may think cows dumb, but they know how to find the easiest way. And they walk that easy way, and it wears out a path. Wears out a path. If you get out somewhere, I mean out in the wilderness, and you stumble on maybe an hole, and you can barely see the path, and you say, man, that kind of looks like a trail. Mark it down. It's there for a reason, because over the years, somebody found out this is the easy way to travel. Stay on the path. Stay on the path. Go to Yellowstone National Park. They've got board walkways to stay on. Every time I've ever been, you'll look and there's a footprint in the mud. Some moron thought, let's make a new way. There's warning signs as you follow the trails down to the lip of Upper Falls and Lower Falls of the Yellowstone River. They say, stay on the trail. But you look, because it's a switchback trail. You look, you can tell some dummies decided we want a shortcut. You hear about them in the paper. They make the news. They come home from an exciting time in Yellowstone with a cast because they're stupid. I said, preacher, you shouldn't be so blunt. I want to be sure you understand me, okay? Hey, when you get off that preserved path, that path that's been there a while and it's been tread by a whole bunch of people, they knew what they were doing. It's the good path. As long as you stay on the preserved path, you'll not be shamed. You stay on that preserved path. Now go back with me to Proverbs chapter 4, and I'm going to be done. Hey, there's a proven path, and you're to walk that proven path. There is a provided path. You're to walk that provided path. There's a protected path. That's the one to stay on when it's dark. There's a preserved path. That's the right place to be, man. In the darkness, you can be sure where your foot's going to land, all right? If you'll stay on it, you won't stumble, you won't stray, you won't be stained, you won't be shamed. But I'm going to tell you something, there's a prohibited path. Proverbs chapter 4, would you take and look with me down in verse 14, enter not into the path of the wicked. And go not in the way of evil men. there is just something about the human race that has real problems with being told no. Don't. There's just within us a rebellion that rises up, all right? A rebellious spirit that just goes through man. When told don't do it or don't go this way, that suddenly becomes the only one we're interested in. That suddenly becomes, well, that's the only one I can even see. It's the prohibited path. Well, I'm going to tell you, that's not the Holy Spirit of God leading you, okay? Not at all. Notice God puts a fivefold warning for us in verse 14 and verse 15. In verse 14, he said, go not in the way of evil men. And he said, enter not. Enter not. Don't enter that way. If you see it, don't enter it, okay? Then you go to verse 15. Avoid it. Now, I know this is old English. I know this is that old King James Bible. But do you understand what enter not and avoid it mean? I don't think that's something you can't grasp. Enter not, avoid it. Then it says, pass not by it. If you know it's there, don't even go down there by it. Don't even do that, all right? It goes further in verse 15, said, turn from it. Hey, if you know it's there, instead of going by it, turn. Turn away, all right? Then it says, pass away. What's he saying? That prohibited path, God's saying you keep going away from it. Keep going away from it. Even the slowest, most stubborn individual can't hear what we've just said and say, I didn't think you meant that. I didn't realize you meant what you said. Now, come on. You know when God says that, he's saying there's a path and you're to stay away from it. Don't enter it. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it. And pass away. Just keep on going. Why? It's prohibited. It's prohibited. Boy, we live in a time, though, where, man, if somebody says no or don't do it, we say, I've got to do it. Hey, you are a biblical fool if you do that. You're a fool. Said, I'm not listening to God. I'm going to do what I want to do. People come sitting here, preacher, somebody preach the word of God, and they say, I'm not going to do it. I'm not doing that. Okay, then you know what's going to happen? You're going to stumble. You're going to stumble in life. You're just going to stumble. Usually when you stumble, you'll fall. You'll get skin up. You'll get skin up. Oh, maybe not, you know, bad shape, but you'll get skin up. There's going to be some pain associated with it. Why? Because you stumble. You go ahead down that prohibited path. You know what's going to happen? You're going to stray. You're going to get away from where God wants you to be. You're going to get further and further in the darkness. If you stray far enough, you get lost. And I was reading somewhere, I think it's last week, usually people that get lost, somebody has to find them. They don't just suddenly go, oh, I made it back. No, somebody has to go find them. Hey, you take the prohibited path, you'll stumble, you'll stray, you'll get stained. You'll get stained. There'll be in your life something you won't be able to get rid of again. It'll just be there. It'll be there. It'll always be there to remind you. You can't get away from it. And you'll be shamed. That's what'll happen. Why? Because you took the prohibited path. Hey, in the darkness of this old world that we live in, you know what you have to do? You're there in Proverbs chapter 4. Would you look down at verse 26? Ponder the path of thy feet. Ponder the path of thy feet. Hey, we're at invitation time. What's time to do? You need check out where you're going. Need to check out where you're going. What path are you on? You trodden that proven path? Are you on one somebody suggested, nobody else had tried it, and you said, I'm an adventurer? Are you on the proven path? Proven path. Hey, are you on the protected path? On that path that's God's protected? He said it's laid out. I'll take care of you. You stay here. I'll protect you. I'll do it. Is that the path you on? Are you on the one he's provided? You're on the one the devil provided. Ponder the path of thy feet. You need to take a look. Where are you going? What path are you on, all right? What path are you walking? You're on that preserved path today? What path are you walking this morning? Ponder the path of thy feet. Notice the last phrase of this chapter in verse 27 of Proverbs 4. In the wrong path, remove thy foot from evil. What do I do, preacher? Get on the right path. Get on the right path. Take your foot out of the path you're in and put it in the right place. Hey, man, it's dark in this old world. This is not a time for you to experiment and say, well, let's just see if we can get lucky. Don't do that. This is just not the time to do it. Too dark. There's too big a price that you might have to pay. Hey, sometimes when you fall, you get skin up. Sometimes when you fall, you get killed. Now listen to me. Well, you say, well, I had a fellow that I knew one time, his life was messed up. He was on the wrong path. And you try to talk to him, and he'd say, I don't care if God kills me. I said, whoa, wait a minute. When I'm talking about God killing you, it's not necessarily physically. See, there's a lot of things. If you're a child of God, physical death is not the worst thing can happen to you. And I tell you what does happen when your testimony gets killed. And then you go later trying to reach family members and they look at you and laugh at you the way they laughed at Lot. Why? He killed his testimony. Why? He took the wrong path. He took the wrong path. What path are you on today? Ponder. Ponder the path of thy foot. Do you need to remove your foot from evil? Oh, don't keep walking. Don't be stubborn. No, I'm not letting some preacher tell me what to do. Okay, would you let God tell you? Would you let God tell you? Ponder the path of. Would you stand with heads bowed and eyes closed this morning, every head bowed and every eye?